I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The rebuild process of homes and hearts is ongoing in Japan. Mark Lewis with the EFC's Compassion Ministry Touch Global says debris removal is happening, but it's slow going. Japanese hearts are crying out for change, but it'll take long-term relational care for tsunami victims to let Christ fully in. So now, the biggest need is for believers to nurture relationships. Be praying for the teams as they help Japan rebuild physically and spiritually. And it may look like the Ivory Coast has returned to normal, but there are still thousands of Ivorian refugees in Ghana too frightened to go home. Ghana's been overwhelmed by the crisis and has asked for help. Baptist Global Response teams responded by providing a refugee camp access to clean water through 5 new wells. They've also launched a food aid program, which is run by local churches. Teams are trained in trauma counseling and sharing the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can follow us on Twitter. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.